The first area we want to start with is the area of what I'm calling conflict and preemption. Now, the modern era of conflict and preemption started just 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, with the Southern Crushed Concrete case. This is the one of the site over in Houston where the concrete company was crushing concrete and making a big stockpile and grinding it. It was a what you might call a nuisance-type operation. The city of Houston had spacing and rules that were designed to try to limit the problems these sites would cause. Unfortunately, for the city of Houston, that is, the court in that case, Supreme Court, held that the TCEQ's regulations, the Clean Air Act, preempted Houston's regulations. So that whole operation, that whole ordinance came tumbling down. We've got a very similar case that came up in this past year, and that's the BCAA case, where the rest of the city's program, they had other air pollution regulations, including registration and permitting-type fees that were imposed there. That was also held to be preempted by the Clean Air Act. And if that wasn't good enough, then we get down to the city of Laredo, which adopted one of these plastic bag ordinances. It's a disposable container type ordinance, which was held to be preempted by the Solid Waste Disposal Act. And the Attorney General got into the act as well recently by writing an opinion, very broad opinion, saying that the Texas Natural Resources Code preempts virtually all LPG regulations for those cities that have them. That whole operation is now state-run. And that one, it goes so far as to say that even if the state has not adopted rules, just the presence or the possibility that they might adopt rules would preempt local ordinances. So in the LPG area, that's all pretty much preempted.